Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
That's Van Morrison bringing us back. Certainly one of my favorite songs in the world, Moon Dance. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Colonel Ralph Peters is our guest. He's our member of our Brain Trust, our good friend. He's the author of a number of historical novels that you cannot put down when you start them. His new one is called Hell or Richmond, but the one we're talking about today on the 150th anniversary of smack dab in the middle of the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg, his book Cain at Gettysburg was the book just before Hell or Richmond, and Colonel Peters is with us now. Ralph, welcome back to the show.
Always great to speak with you, Jim.
Good to have you back. Okay, 150 years ago, a little more than 150 years ago, General Lee was on the offensive. He'd won at Chancellorsville. He had some momentum. His troops were excited. They were moving north. Lee decided to attack the north, and he moved north right by Washington, D.C., and moved right into southern Pennsylvania, right, to take on the Army of the Potomac.
Right, he invaded Pennsylvania in June of 1863, late June, and he had several goals. One, he wanted to carry the war to the north so that the crops could be nurtured and the early crops could be harvested in Virginia, because Virginia was where the fighting had been. It was devastated, mm-hmm. and the South was already having trouble feeding itself. On a greater strategic level, he hoped for a great victory that would, you know, let him get to Philadelphia or Baltimore or Washington. I think Philadelphia probably was his preferred goal.
Right, right.
That would convince the Union that the war was lost, and there was a peace party in the North that wanted to just give up and let the South go its way. And also a big victory on Northern soil. He and President Jefferson Davis of the Confederacy hoped would encourage the French and British to come in on the Confederate side, or at least
right.
force arbitration on the North. So Lee had everything to win, and the North had everything to lose. And contrary to revisionist historians' nonsense, Gettysburg absolutely was decisive, and it was the battle that saved America. Decisive because, Jim, if the North had lost, we might be two or more countries today. If George Gordon Meade, the Union commander, who takes command just 3 days before
yeah.
the battle, has to rally an army that's accustomed to being defeated by Lee,
right.
he wins. If Meade had lost, within a week, less than a week, Lee's valiant ragamuffins would have been marching down Broad Street in Philadelphia, and the war might have been over.
Well, don't forget that Lee would have been almost in the position to surround Washington, D.C.,
Yeah, he could have. I think he would have taken the back door through Philadelphia strategically, because
yeah, yeah.
you get to Philadelphia and Washington falls of itself.
Right. So replacing Hooker, who wouldn't fight, with Meade, do you think that was the turning point? If Hooker had not been replaced, if Lincoln had not taken that strategic step, that leadership step of replacing Hooker with Meade, what do you think would have happened?
Well, you can think of Hooker this way. I mean, Hooker was a very good division commander and capable of commanding a corps. He wasn't capable of rising to be CEO of the
right.
Army.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure many of your listeners
he
who
was
are
a manager, not a CEO.
Right, right, exactly that. And he was, he was a guy who was a good upper level management, but he couldn't rise to.
Mm-hmm.
He was not Jack Welch or.
He didn't have the vision.
Take your pick. Right. Whereas Meade was a trained engineer, very logical mind. He knew his fellow commanders. He knew their capabilities and limitations. He knew what was at stake. And Meade, it's amazing that he could take this army that's really somewhat demoralized, scattered all over God's green earth, and in 3 days pull them together,
yeah.
do what no Northern general had done, and that was defeat Robert E. Lee in a major battle on open fields with relatively fair numbers. North had a slight numerical advantage, but nonetheless, these 3 days were incredibly hard fought. Now, July 2nd, of course, 150 years ago today, that was the phase of the battle, the middle of the battle that gave us the famous names like Devil's Den and Little Round Top
mm-hmm.
and Culp's Hill and the Wheatfield, Peach Orchard. I mean, this is one battle that's so grave and deep in the American memory that's become mythic, And people know not just the name of the battle, but these specific places.
Right. Well,
and actions like Pickett's Charge, which comes tomorrow, 150th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it was such a big deal that only, what, a year later, Lincoln was there to commemorate the graveyard.
Right. He comes there in November, and he gives a speech that, it's funny, at the time, it didn't really register on people.
Right.
Because Lincoln was not a great orator.
Right.
And Edward Everett Hale, a famous orator, gives this long-winded speech
like
that now everybody's forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
But Lincoln's great remarks scribbled on the back of an envelope.
270 words or something like that.
Yeah, and it's now it's graven in our collective memories,
right.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But Gettysburg, and it was really a double whammy for the Confederacy because Lee loses. Lee is overconfident. He makes mistake after mistake.
Mm-hmm.
He really thinks, you know, he's drunk his own Kool-Aid.
The great general was overconfident, wasn't he?
Yeah, he thought he couldn't lose, and it turned out that he made sloppy decisions, whereas Meade made, except for trusting Dan Sickles, which almost led to Dan to a disaster on July 2nd for the Union, Meade makes every major call right.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee was a very gentlemanly. He's used to couching his orders almost as suggestions.
Right, and Meade was not thinking like a European general, as you point out in your next book, Hell or Richmond. He wasn't thinking like a European general. He was thinking like a Western general, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And Meade is really a modern general in the sense that he's analytical.
Right.
And you know we all picture Pickett's Charge and the
Ralph,
valiant fighting.
I got to wrap it up. Quick, last
absolutely.
Thoughts. Are you convinced that the war for the North was saved, that the United States was saved at Gettysburg?
Major General George Gordon Meade saved the United States at Gettysburg, period.
How about that, folks? The book is called Cain at Gettysburg. That's the book before Hell or Richmond by Colonel Ralph Peters. I encourage you to check them out. You won't be able to put them down. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.